Let's take a look at this bonus assignment for Chapter 4, Index Funds and Diversifications. Now, remember, it's a bonus assignment, so you don't have to do it. It won't count against you if you don't, but it will help you if you do. And hey, it's really not that hard. And hopefully, it'll get you thinking about a very important aspect of index funds that people have no idea exists. Let's read together. Four of the five largest mutual funds in the world are index funds that invest in the Standard & Poor's 500 Index. Yeah, right. Four out of the five largest mutual funds in the world invest in the Standard & Poor's 500 Index. Now, what is the S&P 500? The S&P, relax, it's just a list of stocks, but we'll discuss it in more detail in our next chapter when we get to stocks. For now, just know that the Standard & Poor's 500 Index roughly represents the 500 largest companies based in the United States, with a few based outside the United States. Wait a minute, why is that? Well, it's very simple. For example, over 20 years ago, Daimler-Benz, Mercedes-Benz, bought Chrysler, and then they called them Daimler-Chrysler, but in Germany it was pronounced Daimler, the Chrysler was silent. That's a joke. But after several years, they sold it, and now it's owned by Fiat, if you can believe that. But what did S&P do? They didn't know what to do, because they're keeping this list of the 500 largest companies in the United States, and here is a company that's very large, Chrysler, bought by a company outside the United States. So for a while there, Daimler Chrysler was in the S&P 500. And it's happened a few other times. I think British Petroleum bought Arco and Amoco. And so these situations are very unusual, but they happen. But that's just for now, know that it's roughly the 500 largest companies based in the United States. One of the funds in your TSP, Thrift Savings Plan assignment, is an index fund that invests in the S&P 500. Remember which one? Go back and look, because it's very important for you folks who are in the federal government. Financial pundits and talking heads in the media simply adore the S&P 500 index funds and love to tell potential investors that all they really need is a low-cost S&P 500 index fund, because what they'll say is that nobody can beat the S&P 500 index. And that is just wrong. I mean, there are mutual funds that have done that for decades. So realize that it's not as cut and dried as they think, as they say. They are correct. The average mutual fund doesn't beat the S&P 500 index, but then the average person can't dunk a basketball or hit a fastball at 98 miles an hour or sing a four-hour opera or write a best-selling novel. Yeah, the average person just doesn't do these things, but there are people who are above average. Now, I digress. We just talk about this more in detail in the presentation, so you'll read and listen to more of that there. Let's continue. The S&P 500 index fund is market weighted, not the S&P 500 index fund, the S&P 500 index, and therefore the funds are market weighted. This means that the larger the market value, also the size of the company, what is called the capitalization, which we'll learn how to compute in the next chapter, the more weight is given to the company in the index. So your assignment is to research the 10 largest companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, and therefore the 10 largest companies in the index funds that use the Standard & Poor's 500 Index as their investment strategy. So find the percentage also that each company represents in the index. So for example, as of December 31st, 2019, Apple comprised 4.6% of the Vanguard Index 500. So you'll find other companies, all the companies you should know, and you'll find their percentages next to the 10 largest in various locations. Then add up the percentages and show the total. There are many different venues, folks. You can use many different venues to do your investigation, including the Standard & Poor's own website, standardandpoors.com. Spoiler alert, by going directly to the websites of either Vanguard or Fidelity or one of the other companies that has index 500 funds and researching their mutual funds, you will find the percentages very quickly and easily. Okay, so I gave you that spoiler alert. And by the way, Vanguard and Fidelity links are on the Chapter 4 section of the class website and in Canvas. Now think. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index contained roughly 500 companies. Actually, sometimes it contains a couple more, but 500. Your research has told you how much of the index is comprised of just 10 largest companies. Recall that diversification is one of the two important reasons we invest in mutual funds. What was the other one? Right, professional money management. Is the S&P 500 Index well diversified? Yes or no? Please explain your answer. And on your own, up to you, research the percentage of the 50 largest companies in the S&P 500 index. Because remember, it's the larger the company, the more weight it has in the index. So maybe we should call it the S&P 10 or the S&P 50. So what's the percentage of the S&P 500 that is comprised of the 50 largest companies in the index? So armed with this information, I believe you will have a better understanding of how diversified or not the Standard & Poor's 500 index is. And when the pundits on the television or the internet tell you how important it is just to invest in the S&P 500 index, you'll realize that 10 of the stocks in your 500 companies represent how much. That's your job. Go get them, Tigers. We are very proud of you. You are going to be the investment gurus for your friends and family, and it is a very important and weighty responsibility, and you can't let your friends and family members and coworkers down, right? Of course, right.